Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America.
Texas showdown. Social media banned in one state. Rents are down and GDP soars. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, tensions are escalating in Texas. So the Fed said we are not going to secure the border. Texas said, well, fine, then we will secure the border. And Biden said, nope, you're not allowed to secure the border. And Texas said, well, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 10. Says we are not allowed to keep troops and do other things like this unless actively invaded. And Governor Abbott of Texas said we are being actively invaded right now, so we have a right to protect our border as a state. Many other governors have come to Texas's defense. Florida, Georgia, Montana, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Virginia, West Virginia, Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Idaho. This is the Civil War battle lines, in case you haven't figured it out. Indiana, Iowa, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, Nevada, North Dakota, Ohio, South Carolina, Tennessee, Utah, and Wyoming have all said we stand with Texas. The Florida House voted for a bill that would ban social media for kids under 16. It now goes to the Republican-run Senate for their vote. This would ban all kids under the age of 16, regardless if they have parental approval. It passed the House 106-13. It was bipartisan. One state rep said, it's like digital fentanyl, and even the most plugged-in parents or attuned teen has a hard time shutting the door against these addictive features. It would also ban all information for pre-existing accounts for people under 16, and it would require companies to have more strict age verification methods. A new report from Rent.com says rents are finally falling. Median rent has dropped 0.78% last month, so barely, but better than the surge since COVID, but every market's different. Florida fell 9.2%, Idaho 5.7%, and Oregon 5%. But some cities are still booming. Providence, Rhode Island, rents went up from last year 21%. Columbus, Ohio up 11%, and San Jose, California up 9%. GDP has gone up 3.3% in the last quarter of 2023, way more than expected. The most bullish prediction was looking at 2.5% growth, not 3.3%. So this is good, right? Growing GDP? Well, high GDP potentially leads to more inflation. Higher inflation will prevent the Fed from cutting interest rates. The Fed said they want to see GDP growth at around 1.8% in order to cut those rates, and the Fed's decisions are going to get a lot trickier as we get closer to the election. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly, with your message of the day. Next.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The Boston Globe, as with many urban newspapers, is no longer a provider of honest information, but now seeks to define itself as a champion of progressive causes. Over the weekend, the Globe editorialized that voters in New Hampshire, no matter what their registered status, should use their ballots to hurt Donald Trump. The Globe didn't disguise its advice. It went full tilt sabotage. Not surprising, but what is worth pondering is exactly why the progressive community despises the former president so much. Yes, we understand election denial and a soft evaluation of January 6th. But the deals Trump made in office actually help most Americans, which is what progressives say they want to do. By the way, Progressive Joe is not helping the folks at all. Donald Trump kept inflation below 2%, stopped most of the border intrusion, developed the COVID vax quickly, big progressive cause, and saw real wages for minorities spike. They are down big under Biden. So there you go, Boston Globe. Let's see an editorial on that. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Angela, concierge member. Good, Angela. Hey, Bill, I hear speculation about Michelle Obama, but I wonder if she's really considering it. Being president is going to require and demand a whole lot more from her than simply spouting opinions. Frankly, I don't think she really wants a job. Well, you might be right. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Brian, if Michelle is the nominee, then Trump will lose. Could happen, but you don't know. You know, if Michelle runs, I would tie Michelle into Biden all day long. Mimi Norman, Simi Valley, California. Bill, could you please answer on how Biden is able to continue to forgive student loans when the Supreme Court said he did not have the power? Mimi, I have answered this question 20 times on this broadcast. Now, I'm not scolding you. I know you don't have time to watch all the shows and all of that, but you've got to assume I've addressed it. Supreme Court said Joe Biden cannot forgive private loans. Okay, there's no power to do that. But if you borrowed money from the federal government for your education, he can forgive those. Dan Pentecost, Brunswick, Georgia. Why has Robert Kennedy Jr. been snubbed by all the media? To me, makes more sense than most politicians. I don't know. He's been snubbed, but he polls, not polling well, 12% maybe. It's hard to understand him with the voice. It's not a good, it's a tough booking. A lot of conspiracy stuff all over the place, and that goes nowhere. Mike Glasny, Santa Rosa, California. With the chaos at the border, you and the folks may be stunned, but what I found out. During 62 years of processing new arrivals ending in 1954, it's estimated 12 million immigrants arrived and went through Ellis Island. 12 million. In 3 years, more than 12 million have crossed illegally under Biden. So 62 years to 3 years, and its numbers the same. Now, I can't verify those stats with Michael, but interesting. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. America's eating habits have changed since the pandemic began 4 years ago. Between 2020 and 24, more than 100,000 restaurants have filed for bankruptcy. With rising prices and inflation, one sector of the hospitality industry is thriving, however, fast food. Here are the country's most popular eateries this year. First up, hamburger chain Sonic Drive-In customers flocking there for the Oreo Peanut Butter Master Shake. The drink contains 1,700 calories, 48 grams of saturated fat. Wow. Next, Chili's bestseller, the Boss Burger. The item weighs nearly 2 pounds, boasts a mixture of chopped beef, brisket, ribs, sausage, bacon, cheese, and butter. Not good for you. Next up, Subway. $10 billion in sales at 25,000 locations. The restaurant is one of the healthier fast food options. Typical sandwich at Subway clocks in at 5 grams of saturated fat. Number 3 is Taco Bell. Lots of saturated fat there. The Tex-Mex franchise saw the biggest jump in sales last year. Most popular item at the Bell is the XXL Grilled Stuffed Burrito Crunch Supreme. The taco will set you back $4, 1,400 calories. Second place, Starbucks. Coffee shop changes its menu each season, generating the most money during Christmas. Americans spent $2.6 billion at Starbucks just last month. You may have guessed the top spot. McDonald's, $40 billion in annual sales, 3 billion burgers a year, 5,000 every minute of every day. The company reported 8% growth in 2023. And here's something else you might not know. A recent survey from the National Restaurant Association found the biggest obstacle to eating out is high prices. 1990, average meal, $32. Today, $150 in some restaurants. Back after this. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.